With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The standoff continues here in Washington over the government shutdown, with the U.S. Senate in a stalemate now. U.S. government shutdown is well underway.
Democrats have been demanding funding for health care subsidies, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
24 million people. It's a huge number.
Republican Senator John Barrasso is accusing Schumer of a shakedown.
This truly is a Democrat-owned, Chuck Schumer-owned shutdown.
Some 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed. And
Republicans have refused to accede to Democrat demands for $1.5 trillion for various Democrat priorities, including illegal alien health care. The government shutdown is affecting national parks, including the Statue of Liberty.
Under a government shutdown contingency plan by the Park Service, roads, lookouts, trails, and open-air memorials will generally remain accessible to visitors. However, parks without accessible areas will be closed. Bill Wade is executive director of the Association of National Park Rangers.
They won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places.
In that report from correspondent Julie Walker, part of an apartment building in New York City has collapsed with no reports of any injuries.
A massive brick chimney running 20 stories up the side of a Bronx, New York apartment building collapses Wednesday morning following an explosion, sending tons of debris plummeting to the ground. Fire Commissioner Eric Tucker says luckily no one was injured.
It is a ventilation shaft connected to the boiler, which collapsed.
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gordon says a major disaster was avoided.
We want to ensure that the structural integrity of this building here at Mitchell is maintained.
An investigation is underway.
And this is SRN News. Charlie Kirk's legacy lives on in Oklahoma.
That's where the outgoing state superintendent of public instruction, Ryan Walters, has announced a partnership with Kirk's Turning Point USA. It will establish chapters of the conservative youth organization in every high school across the state. In so doing, Walters says, quote, Charlie Kirk inspired a generation to love America, to speak boldly, and to never shy away from debate. Our kids must get involved and active, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
Americans find themselves divided on the role religion should play in public schools. 34% say religion does not play enough of a role. 26% say its role is about right. And 26% say it plays too big of a role as it is now. That's according to a U.gov.com poll. Americans who say religion is very important to them are especially likely to say religion doesn't play enough of a role. This is SRN News. A Tennessee pastor calls for churches to be prepared for natural disasters.
Travis Tyler of Grace Baptist Church, Elizabethton, Tennessee, calls for churches to serve their communities faster by being prepared for natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, which struck the Southeast a year ago. In an article for Baptist and Reflector, he says disaster relief reflects the gospel's heart. Jesus came to rescue the perishing. Churches should act now. Convene a disaster preparedness team this month. Pray for gospel-driven compassion. When disaster strikes, be ready to serve as Christ's hands and feet. I'm Bill Alexander.
Rescuers are using backhoes and sniffer dogs to look for survivors in collapsed homes and other damaged buildings in the central Philippines. That's a day after an earthquake killed about 70 people. Officials say the death toll is expected to rise from the magnitude 6.9 quake that hit about 10 p.m. local time last night. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.